Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to Seb's conference call to discuss its results for the second quarter of 2019. The audio for this conference is being broadcast simultaneously through the internet on the website www.sebes.com.br, where you can also find the slideshow presentation available for download. We inform that all participants will only be able to listen to the conference during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are over, there will be a Q&A period. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this conference, please press star zero for an operator. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the Safe Harbor of Security Reform Act of 1996. Forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions that Seb's management and on information currently available to the company. Forward-looking statements are not guarantees of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the results of Seb's and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Today with us, we have Mr. Rui Afonso, Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relations Officer, Mario Arruda Sampaio, Head of Capital Market and Investor Relations, Silvio Javier, Head of Cost and Tariffs, and Marcelo Miyagi, Head of Accounting. Please note this conference is being recorded. Now I'd like to turn the conference over to Mario Sampaio. Sir, you may begin your conference.
Hey, thank you. Thank you all for attending our conference call to discuss our second quarter 19 presentation today. We will go through the main events, and after we'll have the usual Q&A session. Let's start on slide 3. We show billed volume increased by 2.6% for billed volume of water and sewage in the second quarter of 19. As a result of essentially a 6.1% increase in billed volume of sewage and 0.2% decrease in the billed volume of water. Let's go to slide 4. Let's comment on our financial results. We reported a net income of 454 million reais in the second quarter of 19. This compared to the 181.9 million posted in the second quarter of 2018 represents a 149% bottom line increase. This change was due to the 329 million year-over-year increase in gross operating revenues from 3.25 billion in the second quarter of 18 to 3.58 billion in the second quarter of 19, due to the 3.5% tariff report repositioning index and the 4.7 tariff adjustment, also the increase in sewage volumes and the operation in the municipality of Guarulhos, in this case representing a revenue increase of close to 91 million reais. Associated with this, the better financial results compared to the second quarter of 18 at 681.6 million or 81.4% is mainly explained by the effect of monetary and exchange rate variations on the foreign currency loans and financing. Second quarter net operating revenue increased 8.9% year over year from 3.67 billion to 3.99 billion. Cost, administrative and selling expenses and construction costs increased by 22.1%. The increase was distributed among the expenses lines, of which we can highlight the increase in expenses with services, general expenses, and expenses with salaries, charges, benefits, and social security obligations. Due to all these changes, adjusted EBITDA totaled 1.23 billion, a decrease of 10.9% or 151 million reais from the 1.38 billion recorded in the same period last year. Adjusted EBITDA margin in the quarter was 30.8% compared to 37.7% in the same period last year, resulting in a margin of 39.4% in the last 12 months. Excluding the effects of revenue and construction costs, adjusted EBITDA margin in this quarter was 36.8% compared to a 45.5% margin in the second quarter of 18. At the same time, the margin in the last 12 months reached 46.9%. Let's go to slide 5. Here we highlight the main changes in costs in the second quarter of 2019. As mentioned on the previous slide, cost, selling, and administrative expenses and construction costs increased 577 million or 22.1% year over year. Excluding construction costs, cost and administrative and selling expenses increased 556 million reais or 28.3%. The main impacts on cost were 134.9 million with outsourced services, 117 million with general expenses, and 91.4 million in salaries, charges, benefits, and social security obligations. It is worth mentioning that general expenses were also impacted by non-recurring events, such as the closure of lawsuits due to the signing of the contract service between the municipality of São Bernardo do Campo in the amount of 39 million reais. In services, we also highlight the expenses related to all the permanent employees of the SAI, which is the Guarulhos Water and Sewage Company, of approximately 1,000 employees who were assigned to SABESP until June. This means that as of now, the number of employees of the Guarulhos Service Company will be reduced to 400 in the next quarter. The breakdown of these and other changes in costs are presented in our earnings release. You can get more details there. But before moving on to the next slide, we would like to develop another analysis of the company's cost variation, which indicates that there has been no structural cost deterioration suggested when we simply compare this quarter to last quarter. But then again, let's go and see what this is. In this quarter, where we compared the variations of the company's costs and expenses before depreciation and amortization, estimated loss with bad debts, and construction costs, we observed a 27.6% variation compared to the second quarter of 18. If we disregard the effects of the startup, the beginning of operations of Guarulhos, the PPP San Lorenzo, both not present in the second quarter of 2018 results, plus the impacts of non-recurring events this quarter, then the increase reaches 16.8%. Just noting the non-recurring events we consider are related to the San Bernardo do Campo that we mentioned before in the amount of 39 million reais, Sadespread pension fund in the amount of 26 million, and lawsuits with emphasis on a labor claim of 35 million reais. Additionally, when we analyze second quarter of 2018 costs, we notice that it was atypically low, more precisely 3.1% lower than the second quarter of 17 in nominal terms. Therefore, in order to better evaluate the variations of costs in the second quarter of 18, we will use a comparison basis that seems to us to be more normalized and in line with the previous quarter. In this case, that of the second quarter of 2017 itself. If we estimate the nominal variation of costs in the second quarter of 2019 compared then to second quarter of 2017, adjusted for the effects of Guarulhos, PPP, and the non-recurring events mentioned above, we will reach a nominal variations of 13.2%. If we exclude inflation for the period, that is the IPCA inflation of 7.8%, we now have a real increase of 5%. But note that this real increase, and this is important, occurred along with an increase in billed volume of 5.73% in the period, which is in line with the variation in costs in real terms. It also follows from this brief retrospective that we will have a new base, cost base in the future, not only because of PPP San Lorenzo and Guarulhos operation, but also because of the assumption of the municipality of Santander, something that we have already made a material fact. So it's difficult to see more accurately today what will be the effects of the assumption of two major new concessions that require great effort from the company, especially in the initial period. To get an idea, by incorporating Guarulhos, we committed to remove 800,000 people from water rationing within 1 year. However, as we began the work, we identified that the population subject to rationing or with some sort of relevant deficiencies in the supply of water approached 1 million people. By the way, all of which we were free from this situation already in the initial months of operation, which means we definitely put a lot of emphasis and a lot of power and a lot of people to make this work. Well, meeting this challenge quickly obviously has led to extraordinary costs and expenses, which is why we cannot say today what the recurring costs will be and what magnitude they will have. Let's go now to slide 6. Slide summarizes the main year-over-year changes that impacted the company's net income in the second quarter of 2019. As we already mentioned, net income totaled $554 million. Net operating revenue increased $325 million. Costs and expenses, including construction costs, increased $577 million. Other operating revenues and expenses, including the equity result, fell by $15.7 million. Financial result was a positive of $681 million. And finally, income tax and social contribution increased by $141 million due to the higher taxable income reported in the second quarter of 2019, largely explained by the increase in operating revenue and the improvement in financial income that offset the observed increase in costs and expenses. Let's move to slide 7. Let's comment as this closes in our material fact. Sabesp concluded negotiations with the municipality of Santo André and signed on July 31st a contract for the provision of water and sewage services and a debt settlement agreement. In practice, this means that Sabesp will no longer supply water on a wholesale basis to the municipality, but both water and sewage services directly to the end users. With this change, the service will be charged directly to the end user and not the municipality as before, eliminating the risk of major defaults from this last one. The municipality of Santo André has a population of approximately 692,000, and there is much to be done in basic sanitation. Same as the municipality of Guarulhos, Santo André has areas that suffer daily from water shortages, a problem that will be resolved by us in 6 months' time. And to add to that, they also have very, very high water loss rates. Today, we estimate at around 45%. Other commitments made in the contract include works to increase sewage treatment in the municipality from the current 42% to 75% in 3 years, improving the conditions of the region's creeks, streams, and consequently contributing to the entire system of the metropolitan region. The agreement entered into effect runs for 40 years, and Sabesh will invest around 917 million reais in this period. In the first year of the contract, an amount of 90 million will be transferred to the municipal fund. From the second year onwards, the amount equivalent to 4% of net revenue will be transferred to this fund. And let's remember that this is the percentage allowed by the regulator to be passed on to tariff. So it will be passed on to tariff. Also, there is a payment of 70 million reais to be utilized by the Santo André operation to close its water and sanitation activities. And again, in the same way as the agreement we reached with the city of Guarulhos, Sabesh took into consideration the historical default rate of the municipality that was already in court collection in the amount of approximately 3.5 billion. Also, the projected increase of this debt in the future flow of the company and the impact of this situation on its operation. In the negotiation, also a discount of 600 million was given on the interest and fines of the precatory notes being issued. These notes, as well as those already issued, will be suspended in court and will be given as security, as guarantee for the business, being progressively reduced over the term of the contract. And remember, if the service are interrupted by the municipality, these fees will be reactivated and in their original position in the queue before suspension, and obviously will be charged. In other words, it's a very similar guarantee process that we incorporated in the Guarulhos contract. It is also important to mention the signing of contracts with coastal municipalities that the company already operated, adapting all these old contracts to the sanitation law, 11445 of 2007. These municipalities include fairly big municipalities in population, such as Guarujá, Bertioga, Mongaguá, Itanhaém, and Peruíbe, all of them in the Faixada Santista, the Santos metro region. Also in the north coast, we signed a contract with the biggest municipality, São Sebastião. In addition to that, as we already mentioned, we adjusted the contract with the municipality of São Bernardo. Just remember that in this case, this city sits in the metro region of São Paulo. Well, that concludes the slides, but we still have some comments, general comments. Let's start with comments on important disclosures made by FCESP since our last conference call. On June 6th, the regulator published the opening of public consultation number 6 of 19, which deals with the methodology for applying the general quality index to be observed during this year and applied in the 2020 annual adjustment to inflation tariff increase. This mechanism seeks to increase the quality of services provided by Sabesp by establishing indicators and targets that will be monitored by FCESP and that may affect revenues positively or negatively depending on the company's performance. On July 22nd, Sabesp submitted its contribution and requested the application of the index to begin in 2022, coinciding with the ordinary tariff revision and together with a new X-factor parameter and clarification on the criteria for approximation of the values obtained in the disclosed metrics. Another important disclosure made by the regulator was the opening of public consultation, which addresses the methodology and the criteria to update the regulatory asset base of the third ordinary tariff revision. The preliminary technical note disclosed by ASF raised important discussion points, such as the procedures for updating the incremental regulatory asset base in accordance with the original accounting value, what was previously carried out by the replacement value methodology, and also the inclusion of new municipalities in the regulatory asset base. Given the complexity and impact of this matter, the company understood that the deadline for submitting the contribution was insufficient and requested ASF an extension, which was accepted and moved from August 5 to September 24. Another matter we would like to comment are the recent news related to the Pinheiros Rebuild depollution project, mostly being carried out by the media. Firstly, it is worth mentioning that this program is an initiative of the São Paulo state government, and its objective is to clean up the Pinheiros River body in a short period of time, improving its condition so that the population can effectively use and explore its surroundings. Another highlight is that the program involves not only Sabesp, it also involves other state companies and departments such as MI, the Water Department, DAEE, and the Environmental Agency, CEPESP. Specifically for Sabesp, investments will be made in sewage collection and sewage transportation to treatment plants serving the region. In addition, as there is still an impossibility of collecting all sewage from non-regular areas, special sewage treatment plants for informal urban setting areas called ETIs will also be built to further improve the conditions of streams flowing into the Pinheiros River, all with the objective of improving the water conditions in the river body. Note that these investments were already foreseen in the company's investment plan, only that some were reprogrammed and anticipated. Therefore, there will be no change or impact on the value of the investment plan we have already disclosed. The last comment is on our most recent debenture issuance. On July 24, we issued our 24th debenture in the amount of 400 million reais. Something important is this issuance represents a milestone for the company, not only because it's our first infrastructure debenture, but also because we have reached a demand of 5 times greater than the offer value, that is 5 times book, which indicates the company's solidity and growing interest of the sector, the sanitation sector. In the addition to this, the strong demand made it possible for us to obtain the lowest rate and best maturity of all debentures we have issued. In fact, the 24th debenture had 2 series, the first in the amount of 100 million reais with amortization and bullet on the 7th year, and a rate based on the EPCA plus 3.2%. The second issuance, the second tranche, series, was in the amount of 300 million reais with amortizations on the 8th, 9th, and 10th year, and a 3.37% spread over the EPCI. In terms of use of proceeds, they will be mostly utilized for infrastructure investments to adapt and modernize water supply system in 71 municipalities, all of which with the objective of reducing water loss rate. So that concludes our comments. Let's see if we have some questions now. Thank you.
At this time, we would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press star then 2. At this time, we'll pause momentarily to assemble the roster. And our first question today comes from Hassan Doza with WAM, WAM. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, Mario. Two questions. First, on the Sao Lourenço system. First question is, can you help please confirm the total cost, including both OpEx and the interest expense associated with operating the Sao Lourenço system on an annual basis,
Okay,
please?
what is the second question also, Hassan?
Sure. The second one I was going to ask is part related to the first one, is how much are you recovering in rates off the total cost which you are incurring for the Sao Lourenço system?
Okay, let me just get the number and we'll comment. Second. Hassan, just one more second, very detailed. We'll get there. Hassan, Mario. We're struggling here, so maybe understand better your question. Do you want to know the Sao Lourenço impact on OPEX or the
yes.
monthly
yes.
full payment? Okay. Yes. So the specifically what is the OPEX impact of Sao Lourenço? Do we have that? $11 million. In this quarter, just the OPEX, $11 million.
Is that a good number to? I'm looking more for an annual run rate. So is that a good number to annualize, or what do you gentlemen think is a good annual OPEX run rate of the brand?
What I recall from the contract is that there is the monthly payment, which obviously includes the OPEX, and this is adjusted on a yearly basis. So if you were to annualize, I would think that this would be a good start. I just don't know when the reset date, the adjustment date is, if it's next month or if it was last month. So I don't know. But again, it is adjusted by inflation. It's not adjusted by the IPCA. It's adjusted by a local São Paulo EPC index. The slightly variation on a monthly basis. Okay?
Got it. And that's clear. Thank you. And on the interest expense, either you or Miyagi, can you please confirm either quarterly or an annual run rate, the interest expense associated specifically with the Sao Lourenço system, please?
Okay, let me check here. Hassan, the interest for the Sao Lourenço this quarter was $53 million. And again, I think if you want to use this number on an annual basis, I won't confirm it will be the same, but it is a number. The variation there is an estimate based on an NPV of the contract at a discount rate, internal discount rate. So potentially
okay.
It is a normalized number. As for all these costs going through to the tariff, the answer is yes. In fact, the entire monthly installment, including OPEX, CAPEX, and interest, they all go through the tariff on the OPEX side. Okay, on the OPEX
okay, Mario,
line.
I got it, but I just want to confirm. So your OPEX run rate is about $40 million per year, as you said, $11 million this quarter. And your interest expense run rate, I'm rounding it 50, so call it $200 million annual. So these two costs, $240 million annual run rate, REI, I just want to confirm. For example, when you received that 4.7% tariff increase on May of this year, was that 240, 240 million, or whatever the exact cost is of the San Lorenzo system, both at the OpEx and the interest expense level? Were these costs included in that 4.7% tariff adjustment?
Okay, Hassan, first, let's do this. The 4.7 is a tariff adjustment for inflation. So you must be referring to the tariff reset of 3.5 of the year before. Said that, our business plan, the entire for the period payments, outlays to the San Lorenzo contracts were registered as OPEX, and yes, they are considered in the three part tariffs and on the 3.5% increase. Although, you have to remember, only today we are at full operation in San Lorenzo. So San Lorenzo effectively started around August last year. So the answer to you is yes, it is captured fully by the business plan and by the tariff that is authorized by the regulator.
Okay, so final question on this plan. So when you go for your tariff, when you go for your regular tariff adjustment in 2020, which is the inflation type increase in April or May of 2020, and you now have a full year run rate of operating the San Lorenzo plant, will you be, as part of the regular tariff adjustment in 2020, be able to fully recover the costs of San Lorenzo on an annual basis?
We will fully recover because it's already on the tariff. And we should maintain that recovery, provided that the adjustment on a yearly basis for the San Lorenzo payment is not exactly the same inflation index, but the similar inflation index. So ultimately what we're saying is, yes, the San Lorenzo contract is being fully recovered in the tariff, and yes, every year where there's a tariff adjustment on our tariff, that adjustment is more than sufficient to capture the adjustment in the contract payment, yearly payment.
Perfect. That's very helpful. Thank you for the explanation. Just two quick remaining questions. Mario, can you please confirm, or Miyagi, the statutory tax rate that you're currently paying in Brazil?
The statutory tax rate.
Statutory tax rate, yes.
34%. Okay,
and just,
Hassan, 34.
That's fine. I got you. And just want to close with your statement on the change in the employees from Guarulhos. You mentioned that it goes from 1,000 to 400. So what's happening to those 600 employees? Can you just help me understand?
Yeah. Let me tell you. First, they're not employees of Sabesp. They are employees of the Guarulhos Sanitation Company, the one that is not operating the system anymore. So under the contract, we have the possibility to not to hire the employees, but to pay them as service provided by them during a period. The first period, we paid the service for slightly above 1,000. That agreement was until June this year. So yes, until June, on the service line, we pay for 1,000 employees supporting our work as we take over the system. As of now, we are allowed to contract services from 400, which we will. We may remain with these 400 for 4 years, after which we're not obligated to pay for their services, which doesn't mean that we may remain with one or two, 10, whatever we think are good employees. But then only then, if it happens, they will become our employees. So it's not on the payroll salaries line. This you will always see until we are they are providing the service in the service line.
Got it. Understood. Thank you for the explanations. Thank you.
Thanks, Hassan, for your question also.
And once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then one. Once again, that is star then one to ask a question. It appears there are no further questions. I'll now like to turn the conference back over to Sebest for their final remarks. And this will conclude the question and answer session. I'd like to turn the conference back over to Sebest for their final remarks.
Okay, everybody. Thank you. And again, any questions you may have, please call me, Angela. We're here to answer and clarify any points. And see you next quarter. Thanks. Bye.
The conference is now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect your lines at this time and have a great day.